told me yourself that she has two heads of hair. That's what they're
for. She didn't really mean for you to share that.
What? So, I think it's great.
Yeah.
So.
Sorry, not good enough.
Maybe
you don't save it.
No. I thought it was meant to be a compliment. So, anyways, that back table, what did you...
This is what I wrote. I mean, there was different examples of why it shocks us that we will see God. You know, Moses' time, it said we will surely die if we see him. And the high priest had have a rope tied around his ankle. So we know that we don't want to look upon that. So... or we will surely die. But but for us, it's only because we'll be fully righteous without sin that we'll be able to even see him. And I didn't know what Christoplagianism is. I don't know.
We went over it earlier, and I didn't want to look it up again.
Okay. I looked it up. So. Okay, that's all. Reign over kingdom is not going to be an upward climb to perfection. Go ahead, you guys.
Anybody else? Rodney? Erica? Roger?
Well, I just put that to seek God is to experience the impossible, literally. Through the righteousness of Jesus Christ freely given to me, I will see God with a new, uncorrupted body, will not perish from the experience or the encounter. God has changed our hearts from stone into a pure heart, and that thanks to his mercy we'll see God. In fact, through the sanctification he is performing in our lives, we catch those glimpses of him even now in the creation that he made and in the actions that he performs in our lives and in our day-to-day lives.
We were created to commune with God, originally created for that, and then sin separated that experience. And so I look forward to that being redeemed, and we'll be able to commune with him again in his presence and live, because we'll be in our glorified bodies. And then I liked how this chapter mentioned that, that on the new earth, God and mankind will be able to come to each other whenever they wish, because we will live together, and that's something to look forward to. So.
This table, or Roger, anybody else to share?
Which Roger?
You.
This table, you guys. Roberta, anybody?
I put the reason we're interested in heaven is because God is what we're going to long for.
Yeah.
And God's greatest gift to us is himself. And our longing for heaven is really a longing for God.
Very good. Anybody else? Side.
Well, I like the way they summed up when he's talking. It says, what will it mean to see God? Well, it means that sin's gone. And it's pure sin. And one thing that really stood out to me is that, as we're thinking about heaven and what it will be like and where it is and all that, it almost doesn't matter. Because the one thing that I really loved was that seeing God would be like seeing everything else for the first time. So everything will be new. It'll be exciting. Mm-hmm. And we won't care what happened before. If we remember it, we won't.
Yeah. Praise God for that.
Amen. Yeah. I like that.
Well, I think, Frank, you took notes, right? You showed me the chapter previously.
Yeah.
Would you want to share anything?
I think at chapter 17, what it would be like to dwell with God, receive God, whereas we can't right now. Just the example of Moses, that you can see the back, but you couldn't see the front. So, we'll have that fellowship with God in heaven that will be a lot deeper than what we will have right now, I think. So seeing God will be our greatest joy, and it'll be our goal to, it should be our goal to get to heaven and be in the presence of God in that way. I see the, I got a couple things. The, but I like the example of the blind boy, the orphan that was adopted by the king. And years later, when he turned 19 or 20, had an operation and was able to see the king in all his glory and everything that around him that he couldn't see before. So I think that's an example of what we have to look forward to when we get to heaven, is we'll be able to finally see everything that we've read and prayed about. So that's exciting.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's one of the reasons why Paul argues that the spiritual gifts, all of them are still active today. It says in 1 Corinthians 13 about love, you know, that where prophecies and tongues cease, you know, the one thing that doesn't is love. And that we will see him face to face. You know, as we're fully known, we will now know him fully, you know, and what that will be like. So the concept of a face to face, there's a temporary, the veiled, and then there's the unveiled. So we're in the temporary, so we have the veiled. We have all the gifts available to us. So it's a good thing to think about these things, to set our minds on getting the things that are above. Because it is, we're just living in this world, we get drawn in this world. I mean, how often did anybody think this week? I didn't. They just had this thought that I'm an ambassador to this planet.
Yeah.
I didn't. Yeah. But that's how we're to think. Right? Ron, you want to share something before?
Yeah, you're not going to get to 18, but I'd like to say one thing.
Sure.
When God will dwell among us. You know, I never really thought about that, that he's going to dwell with us. He wants to be with us. Mm-hmm. You know, I always thought, yeah, I want to be with God. Every one of us who's his children wants to spend eternity with him. But the idea that he wants to spend all eternity with me individually, that's a mind boggler.
Yeah. And it's only because of his love and his grace.
Amen.
So, as my wife would tell you, I certainly am not lovable. So, all right, let's pray. It's 20 after. That will change. I'll be the most beloved. How's that? Let's pray. Lord, we thank you as we close this time. Look forward to worshiping you. Just to keep it simple to worship you and to hopefully be encouraged this morning as we read from your word. Lord, I ask that you would remind us again each day to set our minds on the things that are above, not the things that are on this earth. Strengthen us to worship you properly, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.